Let your spirit fall, as in Jerusalem in the upper room. Send the same fire from heaven. The same fire, send it down from heaven. In this time of trouble, let your spirit fall upon all of us. As it fell in the house of Cornelius. Oh, baptize us all with a holy fire. And take every fear out of our hearts. And baptize us all with a holy fire. And take all fear out of our hearts. Let your spirit fall upon all of us. As the multitudes turned to you. Let the power of your Spirit work in our midst and give us the full gospel, the gospel of life. Let the power of your Spirit work in our midst and give us the gospel of life. Let your spirit fall upon all of us. And let miracles take place. We are waiting prayerfully in the building of your promises. Come soon and let us receive your power. Come soon and let us receive your power. Wake up your children who sleep. Come and visit us again as you did before. And lay upon us your hand, which was pierced. Come to us as you did at the beginning. And lay upon us your pierced hand. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. It is wonderful to recognize what the Lord prepared for us. The full salvation contains also the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we all must be endued with the power from on high. And then, this is our desire, And we trust that the Lord will fulfill His promises in us and through us. And we are grateful to God that we again can be gathered here to be blessed and strengthened anew. Yes, the Lord delighteth in mercy, and He wants to bless, and He takes care for His children. He feeds them, He leads them, and the same He is doing with us. Be welcome, all of you, from near and from far. And we greet also all our brothers and sisters who are joining us online, worldwide, via the internet. We are grateful that we have this opportunity to walk forward together in the faith. Yes, Brother Alfred Borg, he will read us a word for introduction. Let us sing song number 21, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. Come, Brother Alfred. Number 21, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's commands. Could my seer know this but no? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Fall I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyes shall close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Praise and thanks be to the Lord that we again can be gathered this morning. And the choir has already sung wonderful songs. Also this last song, which we all sang together, is this not all our longing and our deep desire? Once more, Lord, pour out Your Spirit upon all of us, as at the beginning, so also at the end. We are living at the end, brothers and sisters, and we are grateful to God that we can believe as the Scripture says. It's a gift which God has given to us. Yesterday we heard from the book of Acts, chapter 1, from Acts chapter 2. Today is Pentecost. And we are in full expectation this morning. We are not looking on ourselves. We are looking to the Lord. Looking to His promises. Every promise of God is yes and amen for the glory of God by us through you and me, in us, he wants to fulfill his word, his promise. We are grateful. The Spirit fell at the beginning on Jews. I read today a word of introduction where the Holy Spirit also fell on the Gentiles. Let us read from the book of Acts, chapter 11, what Peter had to say there. Acts, chapter 11, from verse 15.
Während ich dann zu reden begann,
and as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Praise and thanks. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized you with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Praise and thanks. This is yes and amen, brothers and sisters. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then has God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Praise and thanks. Not only repentance unto life, but also the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. And you shall receive the gift, brothers and sisters. This promise is valid to all of us, also today. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brothers and sisters, we can really trust God. Yesterday, he blessed us in a wonderful way. Do you know? Also to the people of Israel, every morning he gave them new manna. May he also give us this morning his word. May he give it freshly from the throne to us. And there's one word from John chapter 7, verse 38. John 7, here the Lord says, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, is this not our Old Testimony, to believe as the Scripture has said? He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But he was glorified. He sits at the right hand of the Majesty. And he has sent the Holy Spirit upon his people to do through his people what he did when he walked on the earth. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has given us so many gifts. May we not only read of them on this day, but may it become a reality in all of our lives, so that we are all filled anew with his power. May the Lord bless us this morning. I ask now Brother Helmut Miskis to come and to pray with us. Let us stand up.
Treu.
Faithful Heavenly Father, in reverence, we bow our heads before you in faith, recognizing how great your mercy and faithfulness is toward us. Yes, we believe, as the Scripture has said, that you manifested yourself for our salvation in Jesus Christ. We believe that you resurrected and that you went up to heaven blessing us, and your blessing you poured upon us at that time. You poured out your Spirit upon your disciples, and later on in the house of Cornelius. And even today, you are pouring out of your Spirit. And today we are standing here before you with perfect faith and perfect trust that your Spirit will fill us all. Look upon us mercifully. Come into our midst, Lord, and manifest thy mercy upon us. Oh, let us be in one accord, Lord. Let us be of one mind, of one heart. Lord, take everything away what is in your way. And let us come into the unity of the Spirit, and let us be joined in the divine love, and fill us all with your divine love. Lord, let us find grace in your sight. Bless us, bless your people worldwide, and bless also the carrier of your word. Speak to our hearts by your Spirit and by your word. Lord, we thank you that we were pardoned in this time. We have been brought back, being restored to the beginning, back to the faith of the apostles, back to the doctrine of the apostles. Yes, back to the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praise and thanks be unto you in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We sing, "Only Believe, Only Believe." I ask now that the parents are coming with the child to the front. Only believe. Valentine, my God, Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace with Valentine, this healthy child which you have given to our brother and sister by your grace. We bring him unto you, we consecrate him unto you for time and for eternity. Be God dedicated in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Bless the whole house and give us grace, Lord. We ask it for your glory in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. The next time you bring a sucker, God bless you. We give all the glory to Jesus.
Jesus, and tell of his love, and tell.
wonderful love.
Wir bleiben noch im Gebet.
We remain in prayer in the presence of God. I have the request that some brothers will pray in various languages, thanking the Lord. Now, coming to the front now, laying this service consciously before God, so that He might come to His right, and that so we are all blessed by His grace. Perhaps Brother Kukaczka from Prague, Brother Müller from Austria, one brother from Angola, and our brother from Pakistan. Who else is coming in the Romanian language? Just simply come and thank the Lord in a short prayer. We are, of course, gathered internationally. Brother Hervé, please also come and thank the Lord. And thank the Lord. Beloved Lord, we are so grateful to You with all our hearts that we again can be gathered in Your name, hearing Your precious word. You have given us the promises as at the beginning. And as we heard before, he that believeth, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Fulfill thy promise. I thank You for Your victory. I commit this service into Your hand. You know every desire. You know every longing. Receive all the praise, all the glory, and all the worship. In Jesus' name, Amen. Is there somebody else? Our Heavenly Father, this is a special day for us, the fulfillment of Your word. Yes, Pentecost was a reality. Also today, it's a reality. Pour out Your Spirit upon each one of us.
Und sende deine Apostel.
E que a tua igreja receba a bênção dos primogênitos.
Und dass deine Gemeinde den erstgeborenen Segen empfängt.
And let the church of the firstborn receive Your blessing.
Wir sind keine Pfingstler.
We are not Pentecostals.
Aber wir sind geboren in der Erfahrung des Pfingstes.
But we are born in the experience of Pentecost. Confirm Thy word in the midst of Your people, so that Your name might be glorified and exalted. We ask You, be in our midst and confirm Thy word, Lord, in each one. Bless. We humbly commit ourselves into Your hands. Take possession over each one of us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Is Brother Arben not in our midst? Pardon? He is here. Our Lord, our God, we thank You for the promise of the Holy Spirit, which has become a reality by the outpouring of Your Spirit. We ask You once again that this holy fire falls upon us, and that we can say, as the disciples on the way to Emmaus, have not our hearts burned while He spake to us? May this fire really burn in us, so that we wait upon Your word, so that Your word manifests itself in a full way, And so that the Holy Seed is sown. And so that we believe with all our hearts. So that every promise becomes a reality in us. Bless this meeting by your presence, by your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Gilbert, please come.
Amen. Our dear Lord,
unser geliebter Herr,
we are here on this pulpit today.
Wir sind hier an diesem Ort,
heute. And we are,
mein Gott,
also speaking in different language.
Und wir sprechen alle verschiedene Sprachen,
which you sent it from the heaven on the day of Pentecost.
Du hast am Tage, am Pfingsttage auch in verschiedenen Sprachen gewirkt.
Diese language which we are speaking,
und in diesen Sprachen, die wir heute sprechen,
from Babel.
Und die kommen aus die stammen von Babylon her.
But we are here to get directly from the Holy Ghost.
Aber wir sind hier vom Heiligen Geist direkt zu empfangen.
It's written there that as the Holy Ghost gave the power.
Und es steht ja geschrieben, als der Heilige Geist fiel.
We need your power.
Wir brauchen deine Kraft.
This is the time now that your people should get your power.
Amen. Jetzt ist die Zeit, dass wir diese Kraft empfangen.
And we can face this world.
Und dass wir bestehen können.
Bad days are before now.
Denn es sind böse Tage.
But we are looking to you.
Amen. Aber wir schauen auf zu dir.
You are our God.
Du bist unser Gott.
You have always been faithful to us.
Du hast uns immer geholfen.
And now we want to look to you.
Und wir schauen auch auf zu
bless
dir.
Everyone who is here,
dass jeder, der hier ist,
with God's blessing.
Amen. Dass er den Segen Gottes empfängt.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Amen, 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 amen.
Seigneur notre Dieu,
Lord our God, we are in full expectation that you will speak to us this morning. We believe that you are the same.
And
you commanded Peter what he had to say. And we have heard when Peter spoke and preached your word, there you poured out your spirit upon all the listeners. You called us to this place so that we listen to you. May you give us the same experience today. For you ordained us to be a part of your word. As we heard yesterday, you have given us a clear spiritual understanding and orientation. You have led us out from all confusion. And the Holy Seed, the Divine Seed, was laid into our hearts. And we believe that this can be fulfilled anew this morning. Lord, you are the one who baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We are in full expectation, our God. Lord, may you fulfill your promise anew. Be with your vessel, with your tool, so that your word goes forth from this place, and that so that we are all blessed anew. You have You have brought us here to be blessed, and we want to have part in your blessing. We thank you once again for this clear orientation. To you be all the praise and all the glory for it. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray it. Amen. Is Brother Forestieri also in our midst? Brother Forestieri, come and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. My God, my Savior, we are coming in this precious name of Jesus Christ.
Ale abychom přijali tvé slovo do našich srdcí, do našich životů.
May your word come into our hearts, in our lives, so that you can manifest yourself as at the beginning.
V našich srdcích, v našich životech. A tvé jméno bylo vysoko chváleno.
May your name be exalted, Lord.
A ty sám, pane.
You are the same, Lord.
Ve svém právu. V našich srdcích a v našich životech. My tebe milujeme, pane.
We love you, Lord.
Toužíme potom, aby jsme byli proměněni a připraveni.
We are longing to be transformed and changed. Prepare us for the day of your return. May your name be glorified and exalted in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
A v našich životech, nebo ty jediný jsi hoden, vzít čest, chválu, slávu i klanění. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I could have also translated you. My God.
My God, yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Lord, it's a privilege to be in your presence and that we can glorify your name, this name which is full of power and glory. Thank you, Lord, that you are present this morning. You are the one who gathers his people. It's not a man. May all receive your word in your presence. May all receive your spirit. And may all glorify your name. O Heavenly Father, to you be all the glory. And our hearts are dedicated to you. May you grasp every heart. And may you give each one of us what he needs, Lord, for the glory of the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for everything, Lord. We thank you for your servant. We thank you for what you prepared for us this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. It's just so powerful how God has led our brothers in these prayers. Also the thought, when the Tower of Babel was built, then came the confusion of the languages. But on the day of Pentecost, everyone understood everyone. The confusion has come to an end. And in the Church of the Living God, we understand what was said, what was spoken by the Holy Spirit. Also, on the other side, brothers and sisters, we will We will all thank the Lord in the different languages. And nevertheless, everyone will understand everything. What a grace that we can come together to hear the word of the Lord and to experience our preparation unto the day of the Lord's return. May God bless our brothers who are now translating, especially Brother Etienne Genton, who also comes here every first weekend to translate into the Italian language, and also the other brothers whom the Lord can use. Just think of it. In 15 different languages, it is being translated. The word is passed on. And then, of course, into all the world. It's a gift of the living God. Now, quickly, a couple of greetings from the church from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And then greetings from Brother Molombo and from Brother Ngonga and from Brother Inodi, from Brother Nyagi, from Brother Cecil, and from New Guinea, from Brother Pato, greetings. From Brother Mika, greetings. From Brother Dr. Jovava, from Harare, greetings. From Brother Matika, greetings. From Brother Emile, greetings. From Brother Nyagi, once again, greetings. From Brother David, one moment. Greetings from Kishinev. Greetings from Brother Dan. Greetings from Burundi. Greetings from Lyon. Greetings from Brother Rashidi. Greetings from Brother Dr. Lotika. Greetings from Brother Yapi. Greetings from Genua. Greetings from Brother Mashi, and greetings from Brother Kado, and greetings from Brother Mathusen, and greetings from Brother Mamambe, and from Brother Bulambo, and greetings once again from Kishinev, Moldavia. And from Brother Chauffeur, thanks be to the Lord that we truly are joined with all who in this time hear the word of the Lord, who believe it, and who make the biblical experiences, repenting, dedicating their lives to the Lord, experiencing a true conversion to the Lord, a true renewing of the most inner man, a true new birth, because only what is born of God overcomes the world. And God has led it in such a way. As the promise was given to Mary, and as the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and the promise became a reality, so it is today with us. We are hearing the word of promise for this time, and we believe it, and we can say, I don't know of any man. We don't represent a man. Mary said, I don't know of any man. I don't know of any man. I only know of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. All men of God were sent ones of the Almighty, and they preached the word. But we're not preaching Paul, and not Peter, and not Brother Branham. We are preaching Jesus Christ. And that what God revealed to this man. And also this thought now. It must be said here once. And it deserves our attention. When we read in Matthew 17, verse 11, that God confirmed the promise from the Old Testament. He confirmed it in the New Testament, emphasizing it. I will send you the prophet Elijah, and he shall restore all things. My God, can it be said more clear? Restoring all things in the church by the teaching, by the preaching. Tell me, was there one man among the great evangelists who have taught in the church, who have told the women what God has to say to them? Who made it? Who was it? Who did it? Did all the great evangelists, did they at all, did they pay attention to the teaching at all? No! They all have their own programs, and they all preached, and they all built their own kingdom. Who told the sisters? Who? Sisters, it is written, a woman shall not wear man's clothing, and a man shall not bear women's clothing. Who else preached it? Who? Where is the divine order? Where? Only in the church of the living God. And if it is written, he shall restore all things, even there was only one who had the teaching of the word and who had to bring it. Was there anyone else who said not with painted faces, not to stand out in some way? No, just be moderate, just sober, coming to the service. Yes, he even used the example with Jezebel, who painted her face to make herself beautiful. Brother Branham, he was not accepted by anyone, but he was accepted by the living God. All the sisters, they were reading 1 Corinthians 7, they were reading 1 Corinthians 11, and all the brothers were reading that. What was said to them, brothers and sisters, when we emphasize these things, then of course only for the purpose that God comes to his right in his church at the end of the time of grace, so that the divine order is again established, so that everything is restored. And all, young and old, great and little, man and woman, may they take their stand before God. All the others, they will oppose, they will resist, and they will say, you have nothing to say to me. But when God says it through his word, then we receive it from the hand of God gratefully. And I believe that all brothers and all sisters appreciate it, that God didn't let us run as we were running before, but he gave us teaching, correction. He gave us an understanding of the plan of salvation of God. Not only in the prophetic side, but also in the teaching side. And let us look into our time. How many times, Brother Branham, used Luke 17, verse 30. In the days when the Son of Man is revealed, and whoever reads the verses before, it will be like in Sodom and Gomorrah. Just look into our time. Oh, what are the headlines in the Christian mass medias and in the publications? Also in Idea Spectrum, this magazine. Marriage for everyone. Marriage for everyone. God has said, be fruitful and multiply. Can a woman and a woman be multiplied? Can man and man be fruitful and be multiplied? But marriage for all. May all do what they like. We have to respect the divine order. We are not judging any man. The judgment we leave unto God. But in the same way, we say that the divine order must be established in the church, and that all who want to stand before God, they must submit to the divine order. Also, this belongs to the preaching. Yesterday, we briefly referred to it, that God has called Israel from all the nations. Now, from more than 150 nations, he led them back into their country. And we have the word. We have read the word from Isaiah 66, verse 8. Is a land born in one day? Is a nation born on one day? There was the 14th of May, 1948, on which it was fulfilled, where to Israel waited 2,000 years. In the same way, we may say, parallel to Israel, of course, takes place in the church what God promised to us. And we were also reading in Acts chapter 11, brothers and sisters, I don't know what the word means to you. To me, the word means everything. And when it was said here in Acts chapter 11, verse 15 and 16, Acts chapter 11, verse 15 and 16, and as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. This must take place also in our time, and it will take place. As the beginning was, thus the end will be. And this we not only say that the first and the last sermon must be the same, but also the first and the last experiences must be the same by His grace. In the same way as it was then, so the apostles experienced and they became believers. That God gave them the Holy Spirit, the Gentiles, as to the 120 in the upper room. And in Acts chapter 10, it is written what the preaching should be. Acts 10,
Hier steht in Vers 43,
here it's written in verse 43, Acts 10, verse 43, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. This was the kernel of the proclamation, that everyone who believes in him should receive forgiveness of sins. Did not our Lord say, if you don't believe that I am he, then you will die in your sin? The faith comes by preaching, and the preaching by the word of God. And as we read it here, for him, our Lord and Savior, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him with all his heart shall receive forgiveness of sins. Brothers and sisters, let us come quickly to some scriptures which refer to this day of Pentecost. And we're going right to the prophet Joel. In the prophet Joel, we have the promise to which Peter referred on the day of Pentecost. Joel, and here we read probably chapter 3. Joel, chapter 3, and here we read verses
1.
Then it's chapter 2, verse 23. Joel, chapter 2, from verse 23, Joel 2:23. Listen closely. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. That's how the introduction is in the promise which God gave through the prophet Joel. And then it is written in verse 24, and the floors, the threshing floors, shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. And now it comes, the very special verse, verse 25. And I will restore to you the years. I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. I will restore to you the years. This was the first sermon which I preached, 1955, which I heard of Brother Branham in 1955. Joel, chapter 2, verse 25. This was the main text which he was reading on that day. And about this he spoke, that God will restore unto us all the years where the enemy caused nothing but havoc. Nothing was left anymore. That God will restore all the years, and that He will restore all things. And we see that this promise truly is connected with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because God gives not only promises, He gives also the fulfillment. We may count with it, with all our hearts, that everything what God promised will take place, must take place, because God wanted it that way, and God promised it that way. And then it continues in verse 26, "And ye shall eat in plenty. Is not the table of the Lord prepared so richly?" Was it ever prepared so richly? As our brother said before, He gave us fresh manna. Did not our Lord reveal His word freshly from His throne? Can we not also say, "My food is that I do the will of Him who sent me"? And God has sent the last message so that we agree with the will of God and that we are acquainted with it, and so that we experience the full restoration by His grace. And after it is being said here that God will give a restoration of all that what was lost, after that comes then the promise. With us it's in some it's chapter 2, some it's chapter 3. Then it says, after the Lord fulfilled that promise that everything is restored, all the years which went lost, that at the end of the time of grace, in the last epoch, everything will be restored. And afterward, in chapter 3, in this Bible, and verse 28, chapter 2, verse 28, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy." You all know the Holy Scripture. So, it belongs together. As at the first coming of Christ, all promises were fulfilled which applied for that portion in the New Testament, even to John the Baptist, because he was the promised prophet for that time. And he could really say, "I am the voice of him who cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord, make straight a path for our God." A man sent from God. To lead the fathers to the children of the New Testament, the hearts. And that's how it took place. And now, please permit me that I make here a remark. But it really touches me. It touches me very much. There's a whole article about Brother Branham with a subject, More Than a Man. But it was only said that John the Baptist was more than a prophet. And why? All the prophets were foretelling the coming of the Lord. But John could introduce him. John could say, "This is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." And so his ministry was, of course, a bit more than an announcement. He could say, "Here is that what God promised through all the prophets, what he announced through them. Here it is before us." It was fulfilled. And therefore it's written, the law and the prophets were until John. And from that time on, the kingdom of God was preached. But he was not more than a man. His ministry was greater than that of the prophets, yes, who announced, I say it once again, and he could say, it is him. He could even say, in the Gospel of John, he said, in chapter 1, let me read it, what this man of God said at that time, in reference to the sending which was given to him by the Lord. John chapter 1, here it's written, from verse 31, John 1 verse 31, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come, I baptizing with water. And then verse 32. And John bear record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Verse 33. And I knew him not. But he who sent me, to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Amen, Amen. The same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he who baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And then John could report in verse 34, and I saw and bear record. Now I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. A divine sending, a direct commission, the details in his ministry, upon whom you see the Spirit of God descending. It is him, and he could testify, now I have seen it. Men of God received commissions, they carried them out, and they experienced the fulfillment of it, and they could testify that that what God promised, that it truly took place, and that all these men of God joined the people of God with the Lord. And this is my heart's cry, that all who are of God are joined with God. And that we not just say, the prophet said, but that we can come back to the Word of God. And that we can take our stand in the Word of God. Some things has to be still to be said, namely for the reason, because I want that all who hear the divine message now, that they are part of it when the bridegroom returns, that they are truly ready as a prepared bride, that they enter the marriage supper. And therefore, some things must be emphasized. It's not enough to be joined with the prophet and to say, the prophet said. No. We must be joined with God to understand the things what the prophet said correctly. I read you now a quote. I asked brothers who were in the Thunder Doctrines, this letter is of the 7th of November, 1991. And this brother writes me here. I asked him for a conversation, and he writes back to me, firstly, you must declare in writing that the spoken word of William Branham is the only basis of our conversation. Yes, this conversation never took place. I'm a man of the word. There's no other way. To me, the Lord commanded with a mighty voice to go from city to city and to preach the word. Just think of it. There's somebody wants to have a conversation, but only on the basis of the quotes of the prophet. The Bible closed. Where did we come to? Yesterday, we referred to it. The people are laid around what God is doing presently with promises which they made up themselves. They're referring to the prophet. And also this, I said here yesterday briefly, just hold fast your seats. I will not do it again. What I do today. But here in this conversation, what was it, on the 30th of April, in the headquarters in Jeffersonville, what was presented there, that all in all of the world just are joined with the voice, must be joined with the voice of God. And just imagine what was said in this connection. Something more worse could have never been said. When Saul went to the witch of Endor, she called Samuel. He was the prophet of God. And nothing changed, although Samuel was on the other side, he was still the prophet of God. It was Samuel, and Brother Branham will return. And the dead in Christ will come with him. He will still be the messenger of the seventh church age. And afterward, an applause which could not end, which didn't want to find an end, a confusion, crying and screaming and yelling. And if, amen. Shall I tear it into pieces again? It just tears my heart apart. Just think of it. What was with Saul? Saul was disobedient. 1 Kings 15. He will find out what the Lord God then had to say through Samuel. Namely, he said, disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. And here, to make the comparison, the witch of Endor, as she called back Samuel, so Brother Branham will be called back. Something worse could not have been said. I just must say it, so that all the people on earth, their eyes are opened. This is not the time to make compromises. This is the time to give glory to God and to say the truth to the people of God and to say that all promises of God are yes and amen. And everything what belonged to the ministry of Brother Branham is finished and was done. He doesn't have to return at all. The Lord will return with all the saints. Thus it is written. And thus we believe it. What shall all this sound of the third pull and about this and about this? What? For what? For what? People are misled and are being led around that. What God is doing now, with a hope, something is coming still. And one says very loudly, the seven thunders will be seven men of every continent, one. My God. And the rest from the USA. And they will speak so loudly that the people have to have to close their ears. If one hears such things, what for what? For what? People are misled. People are led around God and around God's word. And then applause, applause. And amen, amen. We can only say amen to the word of God. Only all the promises of God are yes and amen. And as we read, by the ministry of Brother Branham, everything should be restored. How often we said it here. The ministry of Elijah was therein to rebuild the altar of God, to call the people together who were running in various directions. And then, how long shall you hop from one side to the other side? How long? If the Lord is God, then follow Him. It was a divine message which had to a decision was required. Of course, not running again then into various directions afterward. No, not to Bethel, not going up to Bethel or to the mountains of Ephraim. No, back to Jerusalem, coming there where the word came forth. And then God answered, and it's still written that the Lord turned their hearts and that they returned to the true faith. The same takes place now. Not a fantasy about that, what people have in their imaginations, but that what God promised to restore all things. Yes, I mentioned it in August 1955. This sermon touched me so much. It spoke to me. I will never forget it in my life. The first sermon, I will restore to you the years which were lost. I will restore all things. Amen. How many scriptures we could read here, especially in the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 44, in reverence, in view of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Isaiah 44, here it is written, Isaiah 44, and here we read verse 3, Isaiah 44, verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. So I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. So I will pour, so I will. And so it took place. Let us read once again. For as I will pour water upon a dry ground and floods upon thirsty ground, so I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. It belongs together. The outpouring of the Spirit is the realization of the blessings which God promised to us by grace. The realization happens by the Spirit of God in the blood-bought flock. And so, as it is written here, as water comes upon dry ground, so I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed. Let us read in Psalms 22. It's of course that psalm which shows our Lord on his way to Golgotha. It starts, Psalms 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then are coming all the other verses up to verse 31 in Psalms 22, verse 30. A seed shall serve him. Only his seed shall serve him. Upon your seed I will pour out my spirit. And as water upon dry ground, his seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he has done this. He did both. The redemption on the cross of Calvary, and then the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the redeemed, the adoption of sons by grace. How many scriptures could we read here to confirm the word? Oh no, we can go to Romans 10, to the various scriptures in the Old and in the New Testament. Let us summarize what it is all about in our time. It's the most important period of time in all of the history of mankind. The most important period before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We already mentioned that God called together his people Israel as he promised at the end of the days, as he would gather them. And that on one day a nation, a land will be born. We of course read it. And the Lord of course said, when the fig tree becomes tender, then you know that the time is near. Yes, up to the statement, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. God opened our eyes, and we may see the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, especially on Israel. We may see it. Also, the treaty between the Vatican and Israel, it made progress. Now, 21 buildings and places and sites which are already in the rulership of the Roman Church are now in Israel. And the negotiations which started 1990 are going on and on. If one follows these, how things are taking their course, brothers and sisters, I would like it best to write Netanyahu a few words. It's just so powerful to see how the Lord God leads everything. But also this has to be, that finally at the end there will be made a treaty, a contract, which includes Mount Zion and the Temple Mount, which of course David paid for, which David purchased. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him on the threshing floor. God took care for everything already in the Old Testament. Did not the Lord say to Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, he commanded him, take your son Isaac, go on your way. Didn't he come to Mount Moriah? And Mount Moriah is the Temple Mount. And God took care for everything. And the third temple will again be standing there where the first and the second stood. God will take care for everything. But firstly, the completion of the bride church must take place from the nations. And for this, the sending of Brother Branham was necessary. Just be honest now. Also all brothers who preach the word, who of us would have known at all what has happened in the Garden of Eden? Who would have understood the plan of salvation from the beginning to the end? Who could have preached it? If not God would have sent a prophet who really could say, the angel of the Lord came into my room and he told me what happened in the morning with the serpent and what happened in the afternoon with Adam. That Brother Branham was an especially blessed man of God, as no other prophet. So God, through the ministry which he gave to Brother Branham, he did the same as then when our Lord walked this earth. But through it, our attention should only be drawn to the Word, to the restoration, that all things in your life, in my life, in our lives, in the lives of the church must be restored by His grace. So that we find our place in the Word and in the will of God, experiencing our preparation. And what did Brother Branham see? He saw the bride. And he even saw that the bride came out of lockstep. And he has seen how the individual brides were dressed. He even saw him seen how the one from Sweden and the one from Switzerland and from Germany and from the USA, how they were dressed. He has seen how the bride came out of lockstep. But then he also saw how she returned back into lockstep, into agreement with the Word of God. And this is the ministry which God has given to us, to bring the bride of the Lamb into agreement with the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit leads into all truth, and the truth makes free from all error. Let us say it once again. This is really the most important period of time. And we want that all are helped. Don't you think that we should receive with all our hearts what God prepared for us? Also a word addressed to all the young people who have it especially difficult in this time. There are professional decisions. There are decisions of life which they have to make. May God give grace to each one of you. And recently, I say time and again, as Peter said it in the book of Acts, in his first sermon, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. All who are in difficulties and problems, please ask God for the right answer, with the answer with which you can live and with which you can die, an answer which stands before God. May God give it to each one of you who has to make decisions now. We really want that on every evening we can say, Lord, if you are coming this night, let me be part of it. That every morning we can say, Lord, if you come today, let me be part of it. That we truly, by grace, get the connection to God. And that we have only one desire, that the will of God happens by His grace in our lives. Today is Pentecost. And we have sung it in this mighty song. Let your spirit now fall upon all of us, as in Jerusalem, in the upper room. The same fire, send it from heaven down upon us in this time full of problems and pain. God has given the promise. As He sends rain upon dry ground, so He will pour out His Spirit upon His seed. And His Spirit makes His Word alive to us. His Spirit leads us into all truth. And as the divine seed We received the word as a seed, and we believe in every way, as the scripture says. Let us say this once again. We are grateful for the ministry which God has given to Brother Branham. We are grateful that we recognize the time and the hour and the message. And let me say this in closing, so that you understand my gratefulness toward God and also the commission which the Lord has given to me without my adding, without my merit. By grace, He has given it to me. You all know, on the 3rd of December, 1962, we were sitting with Brother Branham and Brother Woods and Brother Softman. We were sitting together. And Brother Branham spoke of the food. He repeated it in the English language, what the Lord spoke to me in the German language, and that God would send a hunger, and that the food which I should store in is the promised word of God for this time. And he even said, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. Also this, I said before, the two things which the Lord said by the mouth of Brother Branham, by revelation. You all know I had always problems with Paul, with his journey to Jerusalem, that for the purification of the sins, he has paid money according to the law, and he went into the temple as an apostle, and so forth. I could not understand it. I could not cope with it. I always said, Paul, why did you do this? And behold, Brother Branham makes a pause, and he says, Brother Frank, about the journey of Paul to Jerusalem, don't you worry about it. It was in the will of God. You cannot imagine what one feels in such moments. The presence of God was just there. We stored in natural food. The basement was full of groceries. And the man of God says, you misunderstood it. You were thinking a natural famine would come, and you stored in natural food and groceries. Why did God lead all this? But here's the point. Why I mention this at all. Right after the going home of Brother Branham, and I've seen Brother Branham, I've seen him going up on a cloud on the 24th of December. It was about 5 minutes before 11 o'clock in the evening. But just by the way, this, the two brothers who were with me on the 3rd of December, who were sitting at the same table and who were listening to that what Brother Branham said to me, the same brothers were sitting on the 12th and 13th of April, 1966. They were sitting on the same table when I called the brothers together in Jeffersonville, and I told them, now the sermons of Brother Branham, which are recorded on tape, they must be printed. Up to then, not a single sermon was printed, and no man was thinking at all to print it. And because these two brothers were sitting at the same table, Brother Roy Borders and some others were there, they could confirm. And so the work started after the going home of Brother Branham. Without interruption, the continuation took place. And thus, the message has reached the ends of the earth by tape and by word. And when I think about it, that the whole world can listen, that the whole world can experience. Let me say this gratefully. Now, in this last period, by grace we may experience and witness what God promised and ordained for this time. And we all know the calling out, the separation and the preparation takes place, and the return of the Lord is very near at the door. Now, in closing, with a grateful heart, just imagine the meetings in Kigali in 68 different countries. It was transmissioned. We have also Brother Miro in our midst, who is busy with the transmissions, and also our brother from Palermo, Brother Davi. These are our brothers. The brothers here, and the brother who is concerned when a brother Frank is on his way, that all the things are done properly, so that all can tune in all over the world. God took care of it, that here it is being translated, that it can be streamed. God took care that there are brothers who take care that all can listen worldwide of what God is doing right now. This never took place before on the earth as it takes place now by His grace. And we see the fulfillment of Scripture before our eyes, that it becomes a reality to Him, the Almighty God, who counted us worthy to live in this time, coming out from all Babylonian confusion and captivity, to come out of it, to get the divine orientation and teaching and correction, to receive it, and to be made available for the Lord, to believe as the Scripture says, and what the Scripture says, and to have part in that what God is doing right now. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of us, and may Pentecost become a true supernatural experience in all of us, which He can make with us. He who has given the promise to send as rain falls upon dry ground, so God wanted to pour out His Spirit, as we have seen it in the book of Acts, chapter 10 and chapter 11. Not only in Jerusalem, but also in the house of Cornelius, God took care for it, also in our time. When I now would ask, if I would ask, how many are in our midst who experienced truly the Spirit baptism? I don't want to ask, but everything what God promised, this is for us. And as sure as we believe every promises of God, so sure we will experience the last promise. God restored us. God brought us back. And in the church, God restored the church, and we all experienced and accepted it. We all let ourselves be corrected, and by grace, we may wait for this last supernatural working of our God by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so sure as the promise was given that he would send early and let the rain, so sure he will send the latter rain before the harvest is brought in. The latter rain will fall, and we are all in great expectation, and we thank the Lord God for his grace and faithfulness, for his precious and holy word. And all the people say, Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. And before we pray, let us bow our heads. It's mostly repetition. We have only one Bible. And time and again, we may proclaim that what is written therein. Amen. And our faith is anchored in the Scriptures. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts. As sure as Elijah rebuilt the altar, so sure the altar was rebuilt in the New Testament church. Another foundation can no one lay as that which was laid. And this is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Brothers and sisters, today we want to thank our Lord together that we found grace in his sight. And may all over the earth, may all be blessed who are joining us online and who see us. New Zealand is 8 hours ahead of us. Edmonton, 8 hours behind us. But the Lord God took care of it, that in all nations and peoples people are who get up at midnight to hear the message of God. And we are grateful with all our hearts that the transmission can take place. May God bless all translators in all tongues, and may the Lord God complete his work. As our heads are bowed, as we remain in silent prayer before God, let me ask, how many are not yet baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Who of you would like to be baptized today? Just raise your hand briefly. Do we have some? We have always the opportunity for baptism. At the moment, I don't see one hand, not one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Afterward, you will be called to the front. How many of you have special prayer requests? Those who have to make special decisions. Ask the Lord that he may help you. And together we will pray. Together we will believe that the Lord will answer you to make the right decisions in the presence of God. Decisions with which you can live and with which you can meet the Lord. May the two sisters are coming now to the front, and may they sing a fitting song. We are, of course, here gathered in reverence. We are here in expectation. The Lord speaks to us in simplicity And today I would like to ask Brother Yuri Kebernick, if he is here, please come to the front and then please pray with us. We are of course gathered internationally. May the sister from Denmark be blessed. All who are coming to hear the word of God from all over Europe. Also Brother Willy from London. All brothers and all sisters. May all be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. Just remember, there where the Lord said that he would pour out his Spirit upon his seed, there it is also written the word that he will also bless with the outpouring, with the moving and working of the Holy Spirit. Comes also the blessing of God. And the word does not return void, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for. Thanks be to the Lord for it. Hallelujah.
Alles das, was ich hab, was mir teuer und
everything what is precious to me,
es war nicht mein, hat's mir geschenkt.
It was never mine. He has given it to
lass
me.
Es mich gebrauchen,
let me use it.
Erleuchten meinen Pfad.
Let me use it to illuminate
sei mir gnädig,
the way.
Mir gnädig,
be merciful to me. Oh Lord, be merciful.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich sehe,
pull away the veil before me, so that I can see what you have done.
Und dass du nahmst mich an.
Show me where I would be today, and show me
Menschen
that you received me. We are forgetful men, weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us.
Nichts Gutes ich tat,
nothing good I have done.
Jesus nahm mich an,
just the Lord Jesus received
me. Liebe und
I was not worthy of his love.
Doch es war meine Sünde und Schuld, die trug.
It was my sin and my guilt which he took away.
Ich kann's nicht verstehen.
He loves me. I cannot understand it.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil before me,
was du
so that I can see what you have done for me.
Zeig mir, wo ich
show me where I would be today.
Du nahmst mich an,
and show me that you received me.
Denk,
remember,
Menschen,
we are just men, forgetful
schwach,
and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to us
halt
and watch over us.
Im Aufblick zu dir,
looking up to you,
darf getrost ich nun sein,
I may be comforted.
Hast mir dein Wort offenbart,
for you revealed your word to me.
Fühl mit deinem Geist mich und halt mich stets treu.
Veil me with your spirit and keep me faithful.
Du liebst mich,
for you
mein Herr.
Love me so much,
zieh
my Lord. Pull away the veil before me, so that I can see what you have done.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute
show me where I would stand
und
today,
du nahmst mich
and show
an,
me that you received me.
Gedenk, wir sind
remember,
Menschen,
we are just people, forgetful and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to us
halt
and watch over us. Pull away the veil before us
seh,
so that we can
getan,
see what you have done.
Zeig mir, wo
Show
ich
me
heute bin,
where I would be today.
Und dass du nahmst mich an.
And that you received me.
Gedenk, wir sind Menschen.
Remember,
vergesslich
we are men,
und schwach.
Forgetful and weak.
Sei uns gnädig.
Be merciful to us.
Halt
and watch over us.
Uns wach.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ja, der Vorhang.
Yes, the veil was torn. The veil was torn from top to bottom. Where's Brother Paul Schmidt? Who wants to translate? You can also pray in German, no problem. Our Heavenly Father, in Jesus' holy name, we thank you for your grace, for your presence of yesterday and today. Father, you loved us so much in this time. You revealed your way which we have to walk. Heavenly Father, we need your Holy Spirit. Baptize us all from on high. Let us all be equipped with the power from on high. This time is evil, Lord. Bless us, keep us, bless our children, our families. Bless Brother Frank, give him strength until you return. Bless us all, fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we can praise you and glorify you. Please bless us all.
Amen, amen.
Lay the word deeply in our hearts, which we heard yesterday and today. Strengthen our faith. I ask all this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Shall we ask the choir to sing with us? Today we are not in a hurry. Where is the choir leader? Where is the song leader? Is he still around? Or shall we sing one stanza of this song? Is the song leader here? Then the song leader is here. Then the choir shall come. We are all persevering in prayer, in faith, in the trust. And we feel also in the prayers that the word of the Lord has penetrated our hearts. That we not only heard it with our ears, but that we believe it with our hearts. And that we confess it with our mouths. Because thus it is written, with the hearts we believe, and with the mouth we confess. May God bless the choir and the song leader. God bless us all.
Are you full?
know this song. Are you washed in the blood? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? How grateful we can be. The Lord made the new covenant with us. He has shed the blood of the new covenant, and he visited his people graciously. And we glorify the power of his blood, of the word, and of the spirit. And we say thanks to God with all our hearts. Before the choir sings another song, please remember me in your prayers for the meetings on the coming weekend in Brussels. And then I received an invitation for London. It will be in August, 12th and 13th of August. Just pray that the Lord gives grace, that the last ones are called. May God bless all ministering brethren in particular. Let us all pass on the spiritual food, and so that the people of God are fed. May God bless us all. Now, we ask Brother Schmidt to pray with us. And then those who are going to be baptized come to the front.
Darkness and dawn. Only believe.
Our Father in heaven, we not only heard it, we not only sang it, but with one desire which you would like to give us, to believe. Once again, to believe. Because, Lord in heaven, faith comes by hearing, comes from you. We thank you that you spoke to us, that you are still speaking to us, that you have given us grace, Lord, to receive your word. Help us also not only to hear, but as the scripture says by James, to be doers of the word. Lord, help us, help each one, and give grace, great and little, young and old, Lord. Give all who make their decisions today, Lord, grant it that your name might be glorified through it. Thank you for everything. Lord Jesus, the words are missing to express what you have prepared for us. Great God, we thank you for it. Amen. Call those. I ask now, all you who would like to be baptized, please come to the front. We will pray together. And we will go home with jubilating songs in our hearts, remembering what the Lord has done for us. Please come and then we'll pray. Somebody else? One brother, one sister? Now, we want to thank the Lord together. Faithful Lord Jesus, what a grace, Lord, to have answered your call and to come to you and to consecrate our lives to you in the obedience of faith, receiving you as our personal Savior to testify loudly of the remission, of the purification and sanctification. Our brother, our sisters, they are coming to you to testify that they have become your possession, that you have forgiven their sins. Lord, they are your children. Bless now, Lord, and give grace that your will might be done, and so that your name might be glorified. To you we say thanks for the fullness of your word, for the blessing which we received this weekend. Yes, we're going home with a satisfied heart, full of joy, full of thankfulness for your faithfulness, for your loving kindness. You are always feeding us with fresh manna. Our soul is refreshed and revived. To you be the thanks with all our hearts. In the holy name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Be praised.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord has blessed us.